This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas, venting frustration over a nationwide power outage and the effects of years of economic and political instability. Supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido yelled murderers at riot police as they pushed against their shields. Police later withdrew from the area. President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party called for a rival demonstration to protest what it maintains is the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling oil sanctions against the government in efforts to cut off its sources of funding. Much of Venezuela remained without power following Thursday's blackout, one of the longest in recent memory, the cause of which remains unknown. Meanwhile, French riot police used water cannon and fired tear gas on yellow-vested protesters in Paris Saturday afternoon on the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protest began at the Arc de Triomphe at the top of the famed Champs-Élysées and looped through both sides of the Seine River before ending at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were held in numerous cities across France, including Bordeaux, which has a strong contingent of yellow vest protesters, and Lille. The protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but have become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which the protesters say favor the wealthy over ordinary French citizens. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigeria.